here I am talking to Bishop Trevor Williams, and we're looking at the issue of new media. And Bishop Williams, you've basically been saying that new media has revolutionised the way we connect with each other, and subsequently revolutionised the way church needs to connect with people.
Well, I think in the past, the printing press changed civilization. And I think social media, when we're talking about Twitter, we're talking about Facebook, we're talking about all those means we have of keeping in touch with each other, which seem to be so normal for people who are born since 1980 and have grown up in this whole thing. But it is a revolution as significant, if not more significant, than the actual time when the printing press was invented, and it meant that actually written documents could be distributed around the world. Now we have individuals able to express their views, express their likes, dislikes, relate with friends and so on across all the continents of the world, and they're totally in control of it themselves. That's never happened before, and it's changed us entirely.
Is there a great democracy to it, in a sense, because literally every person has a voice?
Every person has a voice, and everybody can form, if you like, a world of their own. Choose who they relate to, who they don't want to relate to, who they listen to, who they don't listen to, and so on. And there is a great freedom in that. There's also actually a great risk of people getting lost. More and more and more information doesn't make it easier to decide what you think. And how you feel about a thing, it can be totally confusing. So there is a rootedness that's also necessary if we are to use social media in a creative way.
Is there a danger too that by connecting always with the things that you agree with and reading the things that you want to read, that they're going to be the only views that inform you? So you're not really allowing yourself to be informed by views that you might disagree with.
I suppose as children, you know, growing up, if we were giving everything that we wanted, our parents would know that wouldn't be good for us. And social media is a bit like that. You can have everything that you want and refuse anything you don't want. And it's not necessarily good for us. And the reason is quite simple. That actually, if you are a very different person from me, and you have very different characteristics, you look like doing different things, I have more to learn from you than I have a person who is very like me, with the same likes and dislikes, the same pastimes, the same background and so on. So in a way, we can stunt ourselves by surrounding ourselves with thousands of people who are exactly like us.
And it's reassuring as well, isn't it, if everybody likes you, so you can say something and you know that everybody's going to agree with it or say something positive about it.
I think that's one of the big things that actually, but it shows how important social media is actually for people in their lives, and how big part of their lives it is, that actually people actually become addicted to finding how many people like what they're saying or what they're posting, if you like, on Facebook or whatever. And that's a very dangerous thing. It doesn't enable a person to be themselves truly. They can only be themselves insofar as other people like them.
And what about the faith perspective? How is the church getting in there, or how is the church communicating in this environment?
Well, I think it creates a very big challenge to the church. But I think in my own feeling, I've really seen that Pope Francis has really done something marvelous for the church worldwide, for all Christians worldwide, because what he's actually doing is saying, look, I care about you. That's what he seems to be saying. That seems to be his big idea, that actually particularly those who are most needy, I care most about you, which is exactly the reverse of how the world is treating the marginalized and the poor and so on. And Pope Francis is saying, you matter to me. And I think that's great. But actually, the problem with the church, if you just look how we sit in church, we sit in rows, looking at each other's the back of each other's necks. You know, whilst one person up the front says it all and tells us what we should be thinking, what we should be doing, what we should be believing, what we should not be believing, and so on. All of that is right, in a sense that the gospel needs to, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that needs to be shared and needs to be taught. At the same time, it is in total contrast to the way people spend so much of their lives now on social media, where they are in control, and they can think what they like, they can do what they like, and so on. And I think we need to really rethink how we actually communicate with this social media conscious generation.
Mm-hmm. And what steps have the church taken? Because in a sense, the Mass, as you describe it, is still pretty much in that format. And have churches engaged with that more interactive, non-hierarchical, if you like, or non-one person talking to a crowd, but everybody talking to each other?
I think there's a real need for us to rethink church. I have always felt that actually big church, if you like, Sunday morning church is never enough. That we need to be also church in small groups and so on. And I think in the same way, I'm not saying that church is is irrelevant and so on. That's still a very important medium for us to use. But actually, it needs to be substituted with meeting face to face in small groups, but also meeting in social network. And we need to spend time, I think, on the social networks, recognizing what people are saying and what people are needing. Essentially, all Christians are the God's chosen vehicle for spreading good news in the world. And good news is not just something that I think is good news and that I'm going to force down your neck. Good news is actually good news if the other person says, what you're saying sounds like good news to me. And we need to know who they are, where they are, in relationship with them. And that's how the gospel message is passed on. And also on social media, that's possible because you can have a relationship with a person, follow up, get to know them, get to know what's happening in their lives and so on. And by being yourself as a Christian, on that, you can actually be part of evangelization in the world.